Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, November 15. Coming up, all civil servants to be part of NID's pilot phase in January. Security Minister Robert Montague reiterates commitment to strengthen rehabilitation programs and National Best Practices Symposium scheduled for November 22. The news in detail after this message.
Government pensioners. The Accountant General's Department invites you to our Pensioners Information Day, Friday, November 17, at the Michael University College, 1A Morosco Road, Kingston 5. Come for information, entertainment, health checks, prizes, and surprises. Registration starts at 9 a.m. Partners include the Ministry of Finance, Tax Administration Jamaica, the National Insurance Scheme, Administrator General's Department, SagiCorp, First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union, and the National Health Fund. Pensioners Information Day 2017, Friday, November 17, at the Michael University College.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. All civil servants will be part of the pilot phase of the National Identification System, NIDS, set to be rolled out in January 2018. NIDS Program Director Warren Vernon says upon registration, persons will be required to give biometric data and other personal information. Mr. Vernon says the biometric data is the key component of NIDS, ensuring that each person's identity is unique. An extensive verification process will also be undertaken to ensure the data collected from individuals is accurate.
And in a digital society, the traditional means of verifying someone by way of what a person has, such as your first name, your date of birth, where you were born, by way of what a person knows, such as your password and your PID that you use, are in fact no longer adequate, are in fact no longer sufficient to verify or to guarantee who you say you are.
Mr. Vernon was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House Tuesday. The government is moving to strengthen rehabilitation programs at adult correctional facilities. National Security Minister Robert Montague says going forward, special emphasis is to be placed on psychological assessment and skills training.
So we have increased the rehabilitation programs in our prisons. We have put in a new assessment form, so as an inmate comes in, we have a new assessment form to check their mental and psychological state. We are partnering with HEART to certify prisoners that they would have trained and imparted a skill.
This move, Mr. Montague says, reflects the government's commitment to the rehabilitation and redemption of incarcerated persons, noting that too many inmates find themselves back in jail shortly after being released. Minister Montague was addressing a recent town hall meeting in Parity, St. Elizabeth. The Mandeville Regional Hospital has received a new anesthetic machine, enabling the facility to double the number of surgeries performed annually. Surgeries are now expected to increase from 4,000 to 8,000 per year at the hospital. The machine, valued at $4 million, was funded through the Culture, Health, Arts and Education Chase Fund and the Rotary Club of Mandeville, as well as students of the Church Teachers College. Chairman of the Southern Regional Health Authority, Wayne Chen, says the new equipment will not only help save lives, but also allow Mandeville Regional to significantly improve its service delivery to patients. Mr. Chen was speaking at yesterday's handing over ceremony for the machine. And the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is moving to further streamline social intervention activities being undertaken across the island. On Wednesday, November 22, the agency will host several development specialists and practitioners from public and private social service agencies at its annual National Best Practices Symposium. The symposium, now in its second year, will be held at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel under the theme Joint Action for Total Solution. Community Renewal Program Director Charles Clayton says the event will highlight case studies on successful interventions in vulnerable and volatile communities.
Our purpose is really to have a more integrated approach towards community development, where we look at the best examples of what is being done and try to bring them in a harmonized way to target what needs to be done for community transformation. So the best practice symposium was really to highlight some of the better activities that were having impact.
Mr. Clayton was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.